You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. The scientific revolution began about 500 years ago. The industrial revolution about 250 years ago. The information revolution a mere 50 years ago. One way or another, Homo sapiens has survived them all, but now we are into the biotechnical revolution, and this is going to be the really tricky one for humankind, or that's what Yuval Noah Harari believes. He is the Israeli historian who made quite a name for himself a few years ago when he wrote Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind. Now, he's written its successor, Homo Deus, A Brief History of Tomorrow. I've been talking to him about it.
Today the world is the most peaceful it ever was. Of course, there are still conflicts. I come from the Middle East, so I know. But today in the world, more people commit suicide than are being killed by war, crime, and terrorism put together. And for all the headlines about the threat of terrorism, the chance of the average European or American being killed by a terrorist are 1,000 times less than dying from eating too much. And from that perspective, McDonald's and Coca-Cola are a much greater threat to the life of the average Brit or the other average American than Al-Qaeda.
A nice, simple question then. The future of humanity.
We are probably one of the last generations of Homo sapiens. In a century or two, we will either destroy ourselves or, more likely, upgrade ourselves into something different.
Become cyber people.
To use biotechnology to change. I mean, the main products of the 21st century will be bodies and brains and minds. Not vehicles, not weapons, not tools. And therefore, in a century or two, there'll still be beings, entities on planet Earth. But they will be probably much more different from us than we are different from Neanderthals or from chimpanzees.
Will they still be humans, in the sense that we use the word today?
They'll be different from us. It's basically the question of how do you view Neanderthals, or how do you view chimpanzees? If you think that Homo sapiens and chimpanzees are basically the same thing, with maybe a few different features, then yes, the beings in a century or two will also be like...
So this is an evolutionary process you're talking about.
It's evolutionary, but it's not evolution by natural selection. It will not happen by random mutations. It will happen by the intelligent design of human beings and of computers and artificial intelligence.
I know you're an historian. You're not required to make moral judgments, but is that a good thing?
I don't know. I mean, all big changes frighten people. For 4 billion years of evolution, life evolved by natural selection, and life was confined to the organic realm. Doesn't matter if you're an amoeba or dinosaur or a Homo sapiens, you're made of organic compounds. In a century or two, life will evolve by intelligent design, and it will break out of the organic realm into the inorganic with the creation of the first inorganic life forms in 4 billion years of evolution. It's a complete game changer. It will also enable for the first time to break out of planet Earth. Organic creatures, for all the science fiction movies, it's almost impossible to sustain human life or organic life in general in outer space and on other planets. But once you make the switch, there is no problem sustaining artificial intelligence in outer space or on other planets. So if you think about all the, you know, the Star Trek and then Star Wars and all that, they still depict people like us flying in spaceships in the speed of light. What they miss is that the really different thing won't be the spaceships, it will be the beings flying in the spaceships. It won't be something like us, it will be something very different. And what we'll also see is authority shifting away from human beings to algorithms. And this is happening as we talk. Both individual people and corporations and governments are already today in 2016 shifting more and more authority and power to algorithms. And I think that a lot of people sense, maybe subconsciously, that we are losing control. Where is the power today in the world? In the 20th century, it was relatively easy to locate where the power is. Today, nobody really knows who controls the world. And what's happening in the world? A lot of the anxiety and anger and fear of ordinary voters, whether here in the UK or in the USA, I think it's because people are sensing correctly that they are losing their understanding of the world and the power to decide what will happen, but they don't know where the power is going to.
Yuval Noah Harari, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. We shall never know, mercifully or happily, whether you're right or wrong.
Thank you.
Thank you. And if you want some help, we all do, God knows, to visualize the future of humanity as predicted by Yuval Harari there, there's a great animation on our website, bbc.co.uk/today, or on our social media accounts. Enjoy it. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.